Datapad Lost, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Kaber. This is a Clone Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Boyle and Waxer and Wooly. This is currently part 13 of Here There Be Dragons. Where did you last have it? Waxer asked patiently. I don't know, Wooly wailed. Waxer had to resist the urge to smile. Wooly was still so adorable, had the makings of a great trooper, but still was very much a shiny. He'd get there. In the meantime, he had them to help, and resist the urge to pat his fluffy head. The shinies didn't always like things like that. Think logically, Boyle said, attempting to be stern even in the face of such woeful eyes. What is the last thing you remember doing with it? Wooly considered that for a moment. Oh no, he whispered in dawning horror. Waxer desperately hoped that look was an overreaction. They did not have time to deal with any sort of catastrophe. What? Boyle demanded. I was showing a couple of Torrents my sketch for my planned hairstyle last night. Then one of their boys was showing me his plans for his, and the data pads were getting passed around, and I think Torrent has my data pad, Wooly groaned. His whole body drooped at that realization. Waxer stifled a groan. Boyle's entire head rolled skyward, as if he was asking the Karab what he had did to deserve the... Torrent is still packing up their camp, too. You remember who you were talking to, right? Waxer asked gently. He really hoped so, because otherwise they would have to talk to Commander Cody and Captain Rex, and that would just be embarrassing for all of them. Ghost would never let poor Wooly live it down. The shiny didn't need that. The teasing for this would be bad enough as it was. Yes, Wooly said sullenly. He looked adorably grumpy. Waxer wished he had his bucket on. Hiding his reactions was so much harder without it. So we just go talk to Captain Rex or Lieutenant Jesse where those people are, and we get it back. Not the end of the world. It's fine, he assured. The shiny looked even more miserable at that. But we're going to have to stop our work and then go bother the captain or lieutenant, and they're going to have to stop their work to help me. And the others will have to find it, and Wooly trailed off. Then he added mournfully, the commander's going to be so disappointed in me. Even Boyle had to soften at that. No one in Ghost liked disappointing Cody. It always felt terrible. Misplacing things happens, especially on busy nights with brothers. Commander will understand, he offered. You think so? Wooly asked, big eyes so hopeful. Of course, Waxer assured. He paused. How about this? You tell me who you were talking to. I'll go find Lieutenant Jesse while you two finish this up. Then you can meet me, and we'll meet up with your friends and get your data pad together. That way there's minimal disruptions. Wooly's pleading eyes were so carking pitiful. Please? Waxer patted his shoulder. I'll calm you. What hairstyle did you decide on? Boyle asked as Waxer walked away. Oh, I'm going to go with a mohawk. It's going to look great, Wooly said, grinning wide. The question served to distract, just like Boyle had intended. It also made Waxer smile at the mental image it conjured. Wooly with his big, sad eyes and a fluffy mohawk. He would be perfect for guilting the commander and the general in looking after themselves. Neither of them would be able to say no to that sad picture. Waxer wandered over to the other side of the clearing, where Torrent was packing up their camp after the end of the campaign. He only had to ask Two Torrents if they knew where the lieutenant in question was, which he considered a victory. After the second set of directions, it didn't take him long to find the clone in question. LT, he called out. Jesse stopped, turned. When he clocked who had called for him, he immediately slid into what most of them called their prepared but still semi-relaxed mode. It meant that there was a possibility that something was amiss, but it hadn't been confirmed. Waxer shook his head, but smiled fondly. "Everything okay over in the 212th camp?" Jesse asked, immediately concerned. "And if not, shouldn't you be going to Captain Rex?" Waxer snorted. Jesse's "I'm allergic to responsibility, but will do anything for my people" attitude was well known. Ghost took a page from Torrent's datapad and politely didn't call him on it. No harm in letting him have his delusion that people bought the act. "So, I think one of your shinies accidentally took my shiny's datapad yesterday. Wooly is very upset and embarrassed about it," he explained. "They were showing each other some ideas, and I guess the datapads got mixed together." Jesse's face softened. "Sad shinies are the worst. Let's get that fixed." The end.